Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I was a young Christian, I went to the hospital with my pastor. This is many years ago. He was going to visit somebody that was in the hospital, and I went with him. And we prayed for him. And this is what he prayed. God, You are all-knowing. You're all-powerful. And if it be Your will, raise up our sister and healer. But if not, then Your will be done. And I said, amen. Is this not how millions of church-going people pray? Millions. We are the exception that don't pray that way. But I'm not knocking anybody, because I didn't always pray this way. I just got through telling you. But later on, I got to thinking about that prayer. I began to get a little more light. And I began to think, what am I saying? I'm saying, God, You know everything. You know the end from the beginning. And You are sovereign, and nothing happens but what is Your will and plan. And You know what You're going to do. So if You want a healer, she'll be healed. If You don't want a healer, she's not going to be healed. And in other words, why am I praying? Because You're going to do what You're going to do. No matter what I do. Right. Why are we here? Why are we praying? And that's why the enemy has pushed this so hard into the church, because it takes away the very thing that would make a difference in the situation. Faith. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said prayer of faith would save the sick. And the Lord would raise them up. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Believers. Yes. Not just anybody. Believers would lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And yet you've got people on all sides of Christianity. They'll go, yeah, that's in there. But you just never know what God's going to do. Well, what if you said that about me? How should I take that? I said, I'll be there Tuesday, and I'm going to put $1,000 into that. Now, you can count on me. I'm going to be a part of them. And somebody asked you about, well, Brother Keith, part? Well, you just never know what Brother Keith's going to do. What does that mean? It means you can't count on me. My word may not be any good. This is not a good thing. You just never know what God's going to do. If He said it, you can know it. He's going to do what He said. No ifs, ands, and buts. And that's not the factor. The issue is not can you count on Him. If you can. Jesus said, if you can, believe. All things are possible to him that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes, whoever what?
Believes.
Whoever, it's the will of God.
No, sir.
Whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Will believing still prevent you from perishing? Verse 17, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned. He that believes not is condemned already. Because what? Not believed. I mean, was it necessary to say this three times in a row, back to back? Believe, 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 believe. Like I said, in this one book of John, 101 times, you see believe. In just the one book. He that believes on him is not condemned. He that believes not is condemned already. What determines who's condemned and who's not? God's will. God's determination. God's plan. There are a lot of people who say so. It's not true. Let's go with this. Let's go with what the Master said. What determines who's saved and who's not? Those that believe versus those who don't. Why wouldn't that be the answer for a lot of questions then? Jesus said it was that way. Yeah. People's healings, people's deliverances. He's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 36, John 3:36, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 8:24 says it like this. Jesus said to them, John 8:24, I said to you, Jesus said, you'll die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Verse 31, Jesus said to the Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. He said this to people who believe on him, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If we go through about four stages in receiving from God. Ignorance, not knowing his will. Oh, but thank God when the word comes and the light of the word comes, faith comes by hearing. But then, even though you hear it and see it so clearly, it's still up to you whether you believe it or not. You can believe it or not believe it. And then once you believe it, it's up to us whether we act on it or not. If we believe it enough to say it and do it. And Jesus told them where the first miracle happened in Jesus' ministry. Jesus' mother told them, whatever he says to you, do it. And they did. And that's when the first miracle happened. They heard it. They believed it. They did it. Go with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. What is faith? What is faith? Now, some of you that have been around a little bit, you know the scripture. You could quote it. You could rattle it off, but don't do that. What is it? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is, this is what faith is. What is faith? This is what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Young's literal says, faith is of things hoped for, a confidence. Of matters not seen, a conviction. Young's is a very accurate translation. Two words he uses to describe what faith is. Confidence and conviction. What is faith? Faith is confidence. And faith is conviction. Now the word conviction, the root word of that is convince. You could say it like this, faith is being convinced. Or, to use a Bible word, persuaded. Faith is being convinced. Faith is being persuaded. You see a good example of this in Paul in the book of Acts. Let me read some of these to you. Just listen to these. Don't try to turn there. In Acts 17 and 2, it said, Paul, as his manner was, went into them and 3 days, Sabbath days, reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach to you is Christ. What's the result? Verse 4, some of them believed. Why? Verse 5, but the Jews that believed not. Listen to Acts 18. What does he do in the next place? He reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath day and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Yeah. Holy Ghost anointed preaching and teaching persuades.
Yes.
Yes.
Which equals faith comes
by hearing.
You become persuaded.
Yeah.
You become convinced by hearing. That's some people, not too many, thank God, but a few people have just come back to me, not recently, but years ago especially. Why does he take so long on the offerings? I'm not trying to persuade you to give. If you'd be honest, you know that.
That's right.
But I am trying to persuade you of something. That giving and receiving works. Are you with me? And that God wants you blessed.
Yes.
He wants all your needs met.
Yes.
He wants all your bills paid.
Yes.
And you need to hear that and be freshened up real good before you release your next seed.
That's right.
So every time you come into church, not just this church, but every church should be the same way. And many it is. The Spirit of God is endeavoring to convince you of something.
Yes.
To convince you of the truth. Your adversary, who's not for you, he's against you, is every day trying to convince you of something else. Lies. Trying to convince you of lies so that you believe a lie and are deceived. The Bible said if the gospel be hid, it's hid to those whom the God of this world has blinded their minds, unless they should believe the glorious gospel. Faith is the conviction. Somebody say conviction.
Conviction.
And it's also, he said, the confidence.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
it's a God who gives me